This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. And every week we talk about what's happening over there at the Loudoun District Library. We're being joined by Chelsea Payton from the LDL. And Chelsea, this week, I believe we are jumping headlong into banned books, or what are we calling it now?
So this year, our exhibit is called Right to Read. This is an exhibit we do every October, all October long, coinciding with the American Library Association's Banned Books Week. But we extend it, and we curate this exhibit. I mean, our staff work on it all year. To kind of fit the needs of our community, and it goes all into the history of censorship, book bans and challenges in other states and stuff all across the country. We have displays for all different age ranges, from like youth picture books that have been challenged and banned to like adult novels, everything in between. We also have this year a really fun, it's a shredded book guessing game. Mm. So we've taken three books from different age ranges that were falling apart, end of their bookshelf life, and we've shredded them. And so they're now all in a jar, and people can guess or try to guess what these iconic challenged books are. Mm-hmm. And they can, for correct guesses, it's a random prize drawing for gift cards to the Bookman.
Oh.
So a lot of fun stuff that we have going on. We really recommend people come by and check out the display, especially too if you've seen it before, because things have changed. Mm-hmm. We've updated all this information, and oh my goodness, the amount of things that have changed from information from like 2023 to 24 to 25 now this year is crazy. Mm-hmm. It's fully been redone, and we're really proud of it.
Okay. All right. Now, we hear the word banned book, and then there's also the word challenged book. What is the difference?
So we use the definitions done by the American Library Association, which is a challenge is an attempt to remove or restrict materials based on the objections of a person or group. A banning is the removal of those materials. Challenges do not simply involve a person expressing a point of view. Rather, they're an attempt to remove material from the circulation, curriculum, or library, thereby restricting the access to others. And so for us, the Loudoun District Library, you can view our collection development policy online. We have it very accessible at the desks, everything for anyone who is interested in how we go about bans and challenges.
Okay. And then I guess the big question, the $10,000 question, why focus on this stuff?
So we believe that sharing stories that are important to us means sharing a part of ourselves. We believe books reach across boundaries and build connections between readers. Censorship, on the other hand, creates barriers. Banned Books Week is both a reminder of the unifying power of stories and the divisiveness of censorship, and a call to action for readers nationwide to push back against censorship attempts in their communities. There was a quote that I heard recently from a librarian, a different library in the U.S., that essentially had said something along the lines of, when a library is doing its job well, the shelves will have something for everyone. That means you'll find books that connect with your life and experiences, but you'll also come across things that you might not like or even wish weren't there. And that's okay, because the library is here to serve the whole community, not just one point of view. In kind of the library world, we don't usually put it in those terms. We libraries try to focus on the positive side of things. Like, you'll hear the idea that every book has its reader. But the truth is, if you visit the library and nothing challenges you or makes you think, then we've probably missed the mark.
Alrighty, we're talking to Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library here on 92.1 WGHN. Chelsea, people can learn more about what's going on at the LDL. Where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org, and specifically about all of this stuff, loudoutlibrary.org/right to read, or at Loudoun District Library on social media.
This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.